Hello, and welcome to Life Matters, the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview. Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. We're honored to host a variety of guests within the pro-life movement, each bringing their own unique perspectives, experiences, and backgrounds. The views and opinions expressed by our guests do not necessarily reflect those of Life Matters, Assure Women's Center, or our affiliates. Our goal is to foster open, thoughtful dialogue around life-affirming issues and equip listeners to stand for life.
Welcome to Life Matters. I'm Toni Clark, Executive Director of Assure Women's Center in Omaha, and I'm so glad you're joining us today. On today's episode, I'm joined by Jody Borgman, Assure's Project and Volunteer Specialist. Jody is someone who has served faithfully at Assure for many years. She began as a volunteer, giving her time and heart to the mission, and today she's part of our staff team, helping others do the same. Her journey is a powerful reminder that when we say yes to God's call to serve, He often leads us to places we never expect. Jody, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you.
So happy you could join me today. So let's start with your journey. Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, your background, your family, and what experiences have shaped you into who you are today.
I am a small town girl. I had great parents. I have three older sisters. One of them has passed now, but I was blessed with a great family. Went to a small public school, K through 12, same school. I feel like a lot of my who I am today was because of where I grew up, because of my family. I just was blessed with great, great people around me. God put the right people in my life. One of the big experiences that changed my life was when I was in fourth grade, we had a new pastor move into town. And we had always been, you know, churchgoers, God-fearing, all of those things. But he clearly shared the gospel with us. And it changed us. And from that time, I just feel like I've always been seeking and felt God guiding me. And he's been very patient with me. I will say that. And very faithful. And when I look back on my life, that's definitely the most obvious part of who I am is God's faithfulness to me and just how he's blessed me.
Yeah, that's always one. If I had one word to say, I always say faithful.
Faithful.
He never leaves you nor forsake you. He's faithful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned you were a small town girl. What small town?
So my parents are both from South Dakota.
Okay.
So for the first 5 years of my life, lived in T, South Dakota. That's where both of my parents and
TEA.
Yes. And all of my parents' family was from there. And my dad got a new job. My mom was a stay-home mom. My dad was a blue collar, worked his way up, and decided to take a sales job in Nebraska. And crazily enough, he bought the house that the old salesperson lived in, which brought us to Newman Grove, Nebraska.
Okay.
And so, yep, that's where I grew up, K through 12, and my parents don't live there anymore, but a lot of good memories there.
That's sweet. That's
sweet. Yeah.
So what were some of the influences in your life that helped build your faith and compassion for others?
So one of the big influences, like I talked about before, was our pastor that came when I was younger, but he told us about this youth camp. Mm-hmm. And so when I was in junior high, I went to this Youth for Christ camp in Kansas City, and it definitely had a big impact on my life. And when I look back now, I definitely swung very far to like a legalistic type, you know, just cut so many things out of my life. I've always had a desire to please God.
Yeah.
And so just that guidance kind of led me probably to more of a legalistic. And then as I've grown in my faith, I've realized that, you know, it's Christ in us. It's not us doing all the right things. And
absolutely,
that has definitely been a growth. But that was a good starting point, because even though, like I said, I swung too far, it still was great to be surrounded by people who felt the same way, who wanted to please God in the same way. And so it was definitely a big impact on my life and something that I wouldn't change. I mean, I got a lot of a lot of growth in my faith through that. And then, like I said, as the years went on, God taught me it's not just about trying to do the right thing all the time. So
right. That's good. I definitely understand the legalistic and, you know, swinging too far. I'm going to say I grew up in that and swung back the other way. And then it comes somewhere in the middle. So, but I'm grateful for the journey that God took me through, or I'm going to say I took myself through a lot of that journey, but he was with me. And
yes.
I'm grateful for him bringing me back to where I needed to be.
Yes.
Oh, that's good. How did God lead you from those early experiences to becoming involved with pro-life work?
So I grew up, like I said, in a household that we believed in God, but we were not deep talker, deep conversationalist. I'm very different from a lot of the rest of my family in that way. I love a deep conversation, but we did not have them often. So I don't honestly remember us talking about pro-life things. Mm-hmm. I do remember, my husband and I met in high school. I was a junior, he was a senior, so we were high school sweethearts and went to the same college. And I remember in college being in a family and marriage class with him, and they were talking about abortion. And I very clearly remember a Nebraska basketball player at the time standing up and saying something about it's just a clump of cells or something. And, you know, this was an intimidating place because I'm a small town person. This was a big UNL class. And I remember just feeling the urge, and I just had to speak up. And I don't know exactly where it came from, honestly. I've always had a passion for life. I had deaths when I was younger. I had a classmate that was killed when I was in elementary school. That made a big impact on me. I had a lot of relatives die at younger ages. And so I've always known the value of life and what it means to lose someone, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that had a lot to do with it. And then later in life, like I said, my husband and I were high school sweethearts. We've been married 34 years. We have four children. Our youngest child is adopted. Mm-hmm. And it's been the biggest blessing in my life. And honestly, my kids in general are the things that God has used to shape my faith more than anything.
Yeah.
Because I've realized that I have to let go.
Yeah.
And I have to trust him. Mm-hmm. And I can't control everything.
Yeah.
And I want to control everything.
Who doesn't?
Right. Yeah.
You know, as you were talking, I was thinking about that. People ask me that all the time. How did I become involved in pro-life work? Or when did I know I was pro-life? And I'm like, I can't really put a finger on it because, you know, I think my family was much like yours. There were things that we didn't talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I think my parents believe, but we didn't necessarily talk about it. And so it probably wasn't until I was really an adult that I figured out, I'm pro-life.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't, I've been pro-life from day one. It was something I think that just kind of evolved over time. But I'm excited for those people that can say, well, this is the day that happened. And for you, it sounds like it might've been that class.
Yeah.
You know, something that struck you and it was like, wait a minute. So it doesn't matter when it came. The thing is that it comes.
That's right.
So do you remember how you first heard about Assure and what inspired you to volunteer?
I definitely do. So we used to attend Country Bible Church outside of Blair. Our employee, our ex-employee, Kathy Larson, her husband was the pastor.
Yeah.
And so we were at church one day and he spoke on it, or he mentioned it in a sermon. I don't remember exactly what he said, but and at the time I was kind of in a new stage of my life where all of my kids were in school. I was a stay-home mom. My kids were all in school and I was looking for a volunteer opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I had tried a couple of different ones and they were worthwhile causes, but I would show up and they'd say, oh, I forgot you were coming today. Let's see, what could you do? And I was like, I got plenty I can do. You know, I want to be valued. You know, I want to do something that matches my gifts and stuff. So then when he said that, I looked it up and took that first step. And the rest is history, I guess.
Oh, sweet. That's sweet. Yeah, Kathy retired. She was actually the very first person I hired as executive director.
Oh.
Yeah. And so when she retired, it was kind of bittersweet because I'm like, you're my first hire. You know? But anyway, I'm glad that Pastor Chuck is what I call him, or Dr. Chuck.
Yeah.
Priest and messaging, and you're here at Assure. We're grateful to have you. What was your very first volunteer role, and what did that look like in those early days?
So my first and only volunteer role was an advocate.
Okay.
And I remember I met with Sue, at the time was kind of the gal that maybe not exactly my job now as it currently is, but probably some similar roles.
Yeah.
And so she explained the different volunteer opportunities. And I just felt like my gifts probably align most with advocate. Mm-hmm. And I just remember it being just so different than anything else I had ever pursued before as far as volunteer work. And so I walked in and everything felt so professional.
Hmm.
But also I remember being very impacted by the heart of the people that were here, and that their heart was for these women. And not that I had a different impression in mind that they weren't going to be that way, but it was just so evident from the first moment I came.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things I think, I don't want to say we pride ourselves on, but I mean, years ago, we realized a young lady needs to feel safe and secure. She's looking for a controlled professional environment.
Yeah.
And so it does my heart good to hear that you as a volunteer, the first day you walked in, that's what you felt, or that's what you experienced, that professional environment. And not that it's cold and sterile and, you know, very regimented, but it's controlled and it's professional, but it's filled with grace.
Yes.
And love and peace. So,
yes.
Life Matters is the program where we engage life issues with critical thinking and a biblical worldview, and it is a ministry of Assure Women's Center. Before the year ends, you can make an impact for life. If we raise $500,000 by midnight on December 31st, some generous donors will add $75,000 more to help women find hope, truth, and courage to choose life for their unborn babies. Give now at firststeptolife.com.
Welcome back to Life Matters. I'm Toni Clark with Assure Women's Center. And if you're just tuning in, I'm talking today with Jody, who began her journey with Assure as a volunteer and now serves as our project and volunteer specialist. Her story beautifully illustrates how God uses a willing heart to make a lasting impact. So thank you again for joining us today. How long did you serve as a volunteer before coming on staff?
So I was a volunteer for 9 years.
Wow.
And so I came on staff a year ago. So I think this was like my 10th Assure year.
Okay. What kept you connected all those years?
So first, the people. I loved the people that I volunteered with, that were on staff, that I had contact with. But I believed in the mission. Mm-hmm. And I saw it work. Mm-hmm.
Jody, what did you learn through volunteering about ministry, about people, or even about yourself?
I learned to surrender.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I mentioned before, I like to control things. And it was so interesting because I remember coming and hearing the process and thinking, that is not what I thought the process would be.
Mm.
But it was, you couldn't even argue with it, because I remember Chris at the time gave me a presentation with all the stats, all the data, and how do you argue with that?
Yeah.
And then I saw it work. And also, I am a person that carries things and carries other people's, and I would want to do it right, and I would want to do it exactly how it was supposed to. So it just took the pressure off, and it helped me to surrender that God was in control of this. You are not in control of this. Mm-hmm. And that was what I needed to learn, not only here, but in a lot of areas of my life. And I'm still learning it.
Mm-hmm. Good. The reason I asked that question, because I know there are people that are listening and perhaps they're feeling a little tug, you know, to volunteer. And sometimes it's not always about just, you know, helping someone out. Quite often when you volunteer, it helps you out.
Yes.
You learn things about other people. You learn things about yourself. And so that's why I asked that question, because I think volunteering here does typically changes your life. I never volunteered here, but as soon as I became on staff, came on staff, it was kind of life-changing.
Yeah.
And so I think sometimes that's what people experience when they volunteer at Assure and perhaps other places as well. But sometimes it's not about what you give.
Right.
It's often about what you learn and how you grow and what God shows you.
Yeah.
Through how you treat people and how you serve people and how you look at people.
Yeah.
And all the things.
Yes, that's correct.
All the things. Yeah. So over your years of serving as a volunteer, are there one or two patients or moments that really stand out to you?
There are so many patients that you see that you just, you know, some you relate to, some you don't relate to at all.
Yeah.
But because kind of what I said before, that I am a person that carries and takes on, I call it like business mode, where I kind of go into business mode so that I don't carry all of the stories. But I remember realizing early on that when these women come here, it makes such a difference if even one person is supportive of them.
Yeah.
And just in my current stage of life, I still see patients every once in a while in my job. So my current stage of life is I'm a grandma. Mm-hmm. So we have 6 grandkids, which kind of happened overnight. And there are so many girls that come in that mention their grandmas. Mm. And it can be anything from in the spiritual discussion where they say, my grandma took me to church. Mm-hmm. I went to church with my grandma.
Yeah.
Or it can be, who would support your decision if you decide to continue your pregnancy? My grandma.
Yeah.
And so I just realized what an impact your life has, regardless of what stage of life you're in. And mm-hmm. so I guess because of my current stage of life, I just think of those patients that their grandmas are having a generational life changing impact.
Yeah.
Just because they know that they'd have their support.
Yeah.
It's important.
So how do you see God's hand at work in those stories, both in the lives of patients and in your own journey?
Just kind of like you said, my mom was such a good grandma, and I lost my mom almost 4 years ago now. And, around the same time that I lost my sister, and it was by far the hardest thing I've walked through. I mean, losing your mom is just, it just changes you.
It does.
And so I just think it was just such a good reminder, especially in this stage of my life where my kids are grown, you know, 3 out of the 4 of them are married. They have their own kids. And I'm a helper. So it's like, where do I put all of this, you know? Mm-hmm. So to just get that validation that I can still impact.
Yeah.
And not only through working here, but just seeing the impact that grandparents can have and just pouring that into the grandkids,
absolutely.
I think is important.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm not a grandma yet. Hopefully one of these days. But I think sometimes I walk through the building and I see the young ladies and I realize they could be, you know, one of my girls.
Yeah.
And and they're here by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mom is not with them. And, you know, that kind of tugs on my heart as a mom. Like, where's your mom? You know, your mom should be here with you.
Yeah.
You know, does she know you're here? You know, those kind of things. And quite honestly, sometimes it might be better for them not to be here. But my heart always goes out to those young ladies that are sitting in the waiting room because they're missing their moms. And hopefully our advocates kind of fill that role for that bit of time that they're here. She's a safe place, that being the advocate is a safe person they can talk to, you know, and kind of relate to. And so hopefully our advocates are kind of filling the role of that mom figure for that little bit of space of time that allows her to slow down and think about what she's doing before she makes a decision.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what led you to join the Assure team?
So I mentioned before that God has been very patient with me, and that is very true. And Assure has been very patient with me. So in the years that I was volunteering, I would pay attention to job openings, and they just never quite felt right, or they never quite pushed me out of my comfort zone, I guess, to apply. Yeah, I'm not going to say that, you know, maybe I wasn't supposed to be here sooner, but I will trust God's timing. And I just think the role that was open and the leadership that I would and the team that I would be working with, I was familiar. And it took a lot for me to take that step, honestly. Mm-hmm. But it's been great. Yeah. It's just been great. All of the things I knew already, but just being a part of it too and seeing it more from the inside, has really helped my faith as well. Just seeing how everyone is so trusting that God brings people here, mm-hmm. and he brings them at the right time.
Yeah.
And then just the amount mm-hmm. of that Assure pours into their staff just to find out what your gifts are, where you best fit, and just the grace and the, like I said, patience that they give. I just mm-hmm. think it's very obvious that God is leading.
Towards God. Well, you may not know this, but when that your position was open, I was praying, like, because it had been open, you know, some time. We had some people apply and not quite the right fit. And so I met with Lisa and I had been praying about it. And I said, what about Jody? Have you thought about asking her? And Lisa said, I was about to ask you if I could ask her.
Yeah. And I honestly needed that. I needed that phone call. I remember it. It was a Saturday. I was watching the Huskers and Lisa said, do you have time for a call? And I thought, this is very strange, but I needed it. I needed that little push. So I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was great that she and I both were, because I don't think at that point you had put your application.
No.
But you came to my mind and we met and here you are.
Here I am.
So happy you said yes. All right. So what's one thing you wish everyone knew about the impact volunteers make here?
I would say that, just like you said before, girls come in oftentimes alone.
Yeah.
And just having one person on their side can make a life difference. So I trust that God is calling women out there. And I just think, don't let fear stop you. Mm-hmm. Because, and I'm the example of this, God will equip you. And you don't, you know, Christ in you is, he loves your weaknesses.
Yeah.
You know, he shines through. So don't let any of the fear or maybe I'm not good enough stop you, because Christ is in you and he will be the one that, you know, makes an impact for these women. Yeah. So I just think it's indescribable, because they come in and they just need one advocate.
Yeah.
And you cannot put a price on that, on the impact of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So if someone is interested in volunteering at Assure, what is the process?
Okay. So it is pretty easy now. So if you go to our website and
that's firststeptolife.com.
Yes. /volunteer.
Okay.
And then it takes you to a page that kind of shows you different, volunteer opportunities, and it shows you a description of what those opportunities are. And then you can click here to apply. And you click on it and it takes you right to the application. And you do have to make a Bloomerang account, but it's simple. And then I would get a notice that you have filled out an application. I will send a letter to your, or a note to your references, gather those, and then we are off to the races. So then we will, once I have all of that, we can be in touch and you can decide which area you're interested in and we go from there.
Good. And Bloomerang is the software that we use to kind of manage our volunteers.
Yep. And that's how we have our application online, is through Bloomerang. Yep. So it's just a simple sign up, and we have not been doing it for very long, maybe like 6 months, but I have not had any questions or anything. Everyone that's used it just says it's simple and it was seamless.
Good.
Yeah.
For someone who's listening who might be considering volunteering or even pursuing a career in a pro-life ministry, what advice would you give?
Listen to what God is calling you to, mm-hmm. and don't let fear limit you. Okay. Trust that God will equip you. And I know I've said it before, but it's the truth. And it's, mm-hmm. and because that was a hurdle for me, mm-hmm. is just feeling like I've been a stay-at-home mom for this long. Like how can God use me? But don't let that stop you, because God will use you. Yeah. And he loves a humble heart.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. How can listeners be praying for you, Jody, and for the volunteers at Ashore?
I would say one of the things about this ministry is that Satan does not like our ministry.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of forces at work. And so I would say pray for families, pray for marriages, mm-hmm. pray for health, pray for strength, pray for courage. There's a lot of things at play that you don't necessarily realize mm-hmm. until you're in it.
Yeah.
And you really have to trust that this is where God wants you. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that just a full covering of prayer is so important, not just for one specific thing, because yeah. there's just so many things.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. Thank you. So, Jody, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so grateful for you saying yes and joining our team. I really am. For anyone listening who is interested in becoming a volunteer or possibly even joining our staff, visit firststeptolife.com. Again, that's firststeptolife.com to learn more. And we actually do have a few openings on the website there. So thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Life Matters is an educational outreach resource of Ashore Women's Center in Omaha, Nebraska. To learn more about the ministry of Ashore, visit firststeptolife.com. That's firststeptolife.com. There you can learn about the many services we provide, including how we come alongside abortion-minded mothers and empower women to choose life for her and her baby, as well as find our most current broadcasts and all of our past episodes. You can also find information on our website about how you can partner with us in the life-saving work of Ashore. Before the year ends, you can make an impact for life. If we raise $500,000 by midnight on December 31st, some generous donors will add $75,000 more to help women find hope, truth, and courage to choose life for their unborn babies. Give now at firststeptolife.com. That's firststeptolife.com. Thanks for listening to Life Matters. Join us again next week at the same time right here on Bot Radio Network.